Hello, and welcome to Conversations with Mike. The host of the show is Plymouth Canton Community School Superintendent, Dr. Michael Meissen. On each show, he'll shine a light on the good things happening in the Plymouth Canton District. Here's Dr. Meissen.
Hello, and welcome to Conversations with Mike. This is Superintendent of the Schools, Mike Meissen. We're very pleased to have you join us for this opportunity to learn more about the district. Two very special guests today for the talk show, and it centers around the expansion of preschool quality early childhood programs at Allen Early Learning Academy. I'd like to welcome Mrs. Corinne Thematakos. Welcome, Corinne. She has been a member of our District Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee, also a parent in the district, and has been a really strong advocate for quality early childhood experiences and learning. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also here with Mr. Nick Brandon. Mr. Brandon is the Director of Communications for the district. He has been in this role since the beginning of the new year, and prior to that, he was an English and history teacher at Discovery Middle School, as well as a journalist. Welcome, Nick.
It's great to be with you guys.
So as you've heard, our Board of Education took action, and it communicated the importance and emphasis placed upon expanding our preschool program by allowing Allen Elementary to be repurposed into a preschool center for our district, giving birth to the Allen Early Learning Academy. Allen is a building that has meant so much to so many people in our community, and for good reason. For decades, countless of our students and families have had a chance to learn, prepare, and thrive within these special walls. Building is named in honor of Edna M. Allen. She was a principal teacher in the Plymouth schools for 32 years. Miss Allen came to Plymouth in 1918 and served as a high school principal for 10 years. She became an English instructor in 1928 and held the position until she retired in 1950. So it's exciting that we're able to preserve her memory through repurposing of the school, and certainly central to the overall mission of learning, preparing, and having students thrive as 21st century learners. Corinne, I know we've had the good fortune of talking about you and your family and the association with the schools before. Can you share a little bit about how you became acquainted with the district and the early childhood program?
I've got three young children in the district. All three of our children have gone through the Kitty Campus program through our early childhood department, and we've had just exceptional experiences, and you can't help but become a natural advocate for something that touches your family and is as close to your heart as your own children.
Certainly you believe in it, and you've experienced preschool firsthand. Could you talk a little bit about why that early start with our youngest students is important to the overall process of learning in the district?
Preschool to me and for our family was an important step in teaching children to love school and to set an early foundation for their passion for learning and their interest in learning and learning how to interact with other kids, certainly learning their academics, but I think overshadowing the academics is learning how to just be good citizens and to learn from other students surrounding them.
And Nick, we've had an outstanding early childhood program, which is led by Ms. Peggy Kaczmarek and all of our great teachers. How did the idea to expand a program and use Allen for that come about?
You know, we identified that we had more demand for the program than we were able to house. And that got the ideas going within the district leadership team about how we can take care of that problem. We have lots of challenges as a district, lots of work, but the one thing we do not want is students that want to get into our district that cannot, especially at the just essential and important time of preschool. When we identified that wait list, it was imperative that we got on this and got on this quickly. We were inspired by the work of the Blue Ribbon panel and people like Corinne who could help us. Through the course of that dialogue, we realized that we've got a gem in Allen School. And the ideas started flowing, and before you knew it, the Allen Early Learning Academy was born. Credit to our Board of Education for approving the idea. You know, we could not be more excited.
And so families do have many preschool programs within the community of which they can make decisions about. What are the early signs that Plymouth Canton will find enough families to serve through the expansion of this program?
We've gotten tremendous response since the Allen approval occurred of families that want to get in. Because what's happened is repurposing Allen has freed up our entire program. Now we've moved full-day programming into Gallimore, which is really great geographically. And it just opened up our options as a district. We've already seen an increase in the number of applications and the number of families who want to get involved with us. We are out to prove that we are the choice. And we're the choice for a variety of reasons. You know, if you are going to be part of Plymouth Canton Schools, why not start that at the very earliest opportunity?
Although we certainly will never get all of the incoming kindergartners as preschoolers, we were gravely underserving our kindergarten community. If we have about 1,500 graduating kindergartners and we only have space for less than 240 four-year-old preschoolers, there was no opportunity to grow the program, which was truly a shame because it truly is a fantastic opportunity to educate your children at a young age. By having additional classrooms and by offering additional space throughout the community, we can start making our programs available to many more families across Plymouth Canton.
I know the district has, and the community for that matter, has been immersed in making some very challenging decisions with using resources wisely that are given to the community for the education of our students. And many times this is resulting in pretty sweeping kinds of budget retrenchment, or we're constrained with what can happen because of costs. With all the cuts going on, what about early childhood as a program warranted?
There are aspects of this where it's going to help us. It's much needed revenue for our district to get students into these tuition-based programs. So obviously that's something that we like. Way beyond that, we have asked our community to go through a lot of changes in the last couple of years, especially with the closing of two buildings this year. I think one of the coolest parts of this, though, is that one of those buildings that was going to be closed, at the time where that was approved, we didn't know what was going to happen with Allen. We didn't know what it was going to look like. Now we know there's going to be kids in there and they're going to be learning. Now we've asked our community to go through a lot of changes and to be flexible. The one thing we know that they will support us on is that there's going to be kids in that building, they're going to be learning, and they're going to be making Plymouth Canton Schools a better district.
The most important thing I believe this message sends to the community is that our administration, our school board, despite tremendous budget cuts, we are still committing to investing in our young family and investing in our community. We haven't given up on the great programs that we have, and despite the budget cuts and the challenges that we face, we are still investing in our kids. And that's the most important thing to me as a parent and in choosing public education, is that my district cares enough to continue to invest regardless of the budget constraints that we're faced with.
How will the Allen Early Learning Academy and our early childhood program help the district address concerns about a growing achievement gap among our students?
Countless miles of research proves the impact of preschool programming, especially strong preschool programming, which we obviously have, on achievement gaps. You know, the earlier that you get students into our programs, the earlier they not only learn content, which of course is important, but I think the best thing about preschool is they learn how to be a student. They learn that structure. They learn what it's like to listen to a teacher, interact in activities, or maybe more importantly than anything, be part of a team of other students. That is going to close achievement gaps. If you just wait until kindergarten and then all of a sudden just immerse your young person into a school situation, they're not going to be as prepared as somebody who got into it at 3 years old or 4 years old, or maybe even earlier than that in our Stay and Play program.
Teachers and school leaders are asking questions about how do you eliminate or close achievement gaps, and that's front and center to the work of teachers every day. What does it mean?
You've got students at the very, very top that perform at a certain level, and then you've got students underneath that in a lot of different ways. And what we're trying to do as a district is to take those students that we know need to improve and figure out how can we get them at the next level, you know, and how can we get them to improve, and how can we close the gap between the students at the top and the students near or at the bottom, and what kind of services can we provide as a district to close that gap, to get everybody performing at a high level. Preschool clearly a huge part of that.
Especially given the strength of our preschool programming as it exists today, you know, pre-expansion, we have this amazing program that offers specialized services should a child's deficiencies present themselves in a preschool environment. So suddenly we're able to address those achievement gaps at a very young age because they aren't presenting themselves in kindergarten in a classroom of 27 kids. We're now addressing them in a much smaller student-to-teacher ratio, and we're able to do early intervention, which, as all data shows, early intervention is really has a very strong impact on the future academic success and the academic interest and commitment that children develop. So if you can teach a kid who's struggling at three, if you're able to provide him services and get him up to speed by four, that is a very different situation than trying to get a five-year-old up to speed at six, who's now falling behind compared to his peers and now might feel self-conscious or uncomfortable in a school setting. You're really able to address that love for learning at an early age instead of doing it at the elementary level.
I know, for example, we'll talk about reading, and that's so important to have good literacy. And certainly if there's not a strong foundation for reading at the high school level, for example, high school is not going to be a very pleasant experience. And you can back that out to when these kids are 3 and 4 years old and who's exposed to language, who is having reading around the house. And so it's really important, I think, as the societal expectations of public schools emerge, that we want to make it work for everyone, because this gap is really related to educational haves and educational have-nots. And there's really no reason to have a gap if everybody has access to these opportunities. I know, Mr. Brandon, you've lived the world firsthand as a middle school teacher. And
I saw that on a daily basis, but I can also say, and I think you make an excellent point, as a parent, when I watch my almost 4-year-old daughter navigate an iPad, you mentioned the brains, those little brains, as you called them, are doing things that they never maybe did before. I mean, the way that kids are adapting to technology, I mean, you mentioned reading and all those fundamentals, but even the idea of kids being able to learn technology at a young age, I think, is a really important thing. I mean, I cannot believe what my young daughters can do with a cell phone or with an iPad. And so I think that's part of it as well.
Well, and by offering public preschool, suddenly that transition from the preschool environment to the elementary school environment becomes seamless. Our kindergarten teachers are working with our 4-year-old preschool teachers, who are working with the 3-year-old preschool teachers. These children really start, they have the opportunity with our district to start at the age of 2, trying to figure out what's going to happen within our school district. And that's a really unique and a very special thing.
School's going to start sooner than we realize. What do we need to do to get Allen Early Learning Academy ready for this age level of learner in the fall?
You know, I think there are two special things about preschoolers and about specifically our public school offerings. The first is that when you're in a preschool environment, it very much is a grassroots marketing effort naturally. Young families talk to young families. That's what we do. We see each other at drop-offs and pickups of sports and story times, things, events in the community. So we have really taken advantage of that. We've set up a parent ambassador program. So we have a team of parents that are available to answer any questions or address any concerns that other families might have. And any of those parent ambassadors are available and can be reached through the early childhood department. The other thing that I think is really important to point out, we had a 91% retention rate from our 4-year-old preschool to the kindergarten programs. And that tells a very powerful story to me. If I am a parent looking at preschool programs, wow, these people loved their experiences. And not only did they love it, but they're staying with it.
How does the early childhood program serve families that need care for their kids before and after school?
With the repurposing of Allen, we are now able to open some classroom spots at Gallimore, and we will have all-day preschool offerings at Gallimore Elementary for the 2015-2016 school year that will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or any kind of variation in between, depending on what needs the family has. But that is really a unique and very exciting opportunity for working families that weren't traditionally able to take advantage of our public schools to come and to be part of the program and to bring their children at a young age to experience the public education.
We're looking at giving more choice in terms of locations. We're looking at giving more flexibility in terms of times. You know, we've gotten lots of feedback from our community about things like vacations and, like we said, before and after school. As a district, one of the things that's been so exciting about working on this project is just watching us adapt, watching this program evolve. It has to be something that is current, and what people want now is choice and flexibility, and that's what we're going to give them.
It's very important to remember that the preschool landscape has changed. We used to be a half-day kindergarten district, and now with the transition to full-day kindergarten, what we're hearing from families is, gosh, I think I want to amp up my preschool experience. And whereas historically, I think people maybe sent their four-year-olds to preschool maybe twice a week for a half a day, they're really starting to say, gosh, maybe I want to send my three-year-old to preschool for a few days and my four-year-old to preschool all day, every day, because I want them to be ready for kindergarten. So to Nick's point, it really is a family decision. It's not for everyone, but what we do know and what we've heard from the community is that we need choice.
Corinne, too, if you could just expand on this, you talked about a little bit. Why do you feel that Plymouth-Canton Community Schools are a better choice for families in the district?
You know, the seamless transition to kindergarten was really a huge selling point for our family. We knew and were very passionate about staying with public schools and knowing that the curriculum was going to be a feeder system to the kindergarten experience was very important to us. And it was important that we began an environment that we knew was stable and supported by the district and where the teachers were going to be working together. I think the credentialing of our preschool teachers is unique within Plymouth-Canton schools. Other daycares and preschools may or may not have the stability of the teachers that Plymouth-Canton has. Plymouth-Canton has a proven track record of having some really amazing teachers on staff, and I just think, bar none, we're the superior product.
Corinne, you've also served on the district's Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee. The committee has been involved in advocating for preschool expansion. How will expanding the preschool opportunities better position the district as a whole?
Well, there's a lot of choice out there today, and I think that it's really important to introduce families early to give them an opportunity to experience Plymouth-Canton schools before the elementary decision needs to be made. We really have a unique and very special program in Plymouth-Canton. We have a very, very academically strong district. By expanding preschool at a younger age, we're able to capture more of those families and retain those families and naturally transition them to our elementary schools.
Nick, maybe just as kind of a wrap-up question, what can parents do to find out more about Allen Early Learning Academy and the offerings within our school district?
Through our website, the official website for Plymouth-Canton Schools, we have an early childhood area within there, and we'll constantly update families on what our programming is and where it's possible for the 2015-16 school year. Within that, you can contact Peggy Kazmarek, who runs our early childhood program, and her phone number and email are available through that website. With the repurposing of Allen happening sort of as quickly as it did, we have things in place for 15-16, but I can tell you that it will look different for 2016-17. And so not only should people check out our site right now and kind of see what's out there, but for 2016-17, we'll have an entire year to really design our programming in terms of the sensibility of location and time and flexibility. I strongly recommend for people to continue to check our early childhood area through the year. You know, it's going to look different next year than it does this year, and I mean that in a very positive way.
I think something also that is important to bring up and mention for those people that are interested in doing preschool through Plymouth-Canton is we are not just having preschool at Allen. I think with the opening of Allen and repurposing, there was a little bit of confusion around, is this the only area where we're going to offer preschool? We still have neighborhood satellite locations of preschool throughout the district. So those satellite locations, although the locations may have changed, that still is a need that we've heard from families. We really have a number of choices, a variety of locations, a number of different days of the week, hours of the week. We are really trying to meet the needs of everyone that's out there in the community.
So this wraps up the edition of Conversations with Mike. I want to thank our guests today, Corinne Stamatakos and then Nick Brandon. Corinne is a parent in the district and Nick is our director of communications. If you're a runner, you know when it comes to competing in anything, an inspired start is critical. We as educators and families must remember that our young people are competing harder than ever, competing to find their place in an incredibly demanding world with tremendous challenges at every step. The trajectory to a great finish point truly begins with a great start. Our outstanding programs at Plymouth-Canton Community Schools in early childhood achieves just this, an explosive start to a race that will last a lifetime. But with this comes another essential aspect of a strong educational start, which is building connections and relationships. These relationships will help them begin the process of learning, preparing, and thriving. And we're excited to be on that journey with your family. You've been listening to Conversations with Mike on 88.1 The Park. Thank you for joining us today.